Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Commanders kicked a little ass yesterday. Let's enjoy ourselves. Jason Holcomb on Twitter sent me his credit pie for the big win. 30% for the O-line. 20% for the offensive skill position players. 30% coaching. Cliff was on one, and Witt was great. 10 for the linebackers and 10 for the DBs. Everybody eats. DQ gets his own pie for taking that hit and keep on ticking. I like that. DQ deserves a ton of credit.
Yes, he does.
Let's go to these phones. Richard Montgomery. Mike, what's your credit pie look like?
Hey, JP. Good to hear your voice. Before I get started with my credit pie, I have to ask, when you went to BCC, you were talking last week about ballerinas and tutus.
Yes.
Were they the BCC ballerinas when you were there?
The Barons, sir. And I'll have you know, I'll have you know that terrible ass field at Richard Montgomery is where I first hurt my left ankle. It's been a problem my whole life. So
I'm so sorry.
I got no love. What is it, the Rockets?
Reminded me of that.
What the hell is Richard Montgomery? The Rockets?
Anyway, guys, I happen to be a character coach at a local high school here in Fredericksburg many years ago, and we focused on the head, the heart, and the spirituality of the teams. And I've heard you guys, my credit pie goes to both you guys, you, B. Mitch and JP. You guys set such a good example on the radio to young men, to other folks that listen to you guys about the importance of chemistry, about fellowship, about the positiveness in all situations. And whether the team is playing well or playing bad, you guys always find a way to spin positiveness. And I appreciate that, not just because of I'm a former football player, but also an athlete who appreciates the message you guys send. So my credit pie goes to both of you guys.
Thank you.
And if I have a football player I'd like to recognize as a credit pie, I want it to go to Jeremy Reeves. That hit he made on that running back late in the game was just unbelievable. Stopped him in his tracks. So God bless you guys. Appreciate what you do. And thanks again.
Thanks, brother.
I appreciate you.
Occasionally I say some out-of-pocket stuff. I didn't think the spirituality coach would be on my side, but I'll take it, Landfill.
Yeah.
I can use whatever you need right now.
You need all you can get.
800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Ed in Potomac. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
It's always good. Nothing much. driving from Connecticut back home to Maryland, but you know what makes the drive from that so much better? When you're winning and you win a football game the way we did yesterday, I don't think I've listened to one single song all the way down. I've been listening to 106.7 The Fan since the Junkies came on and since you guys came on, because it feels good to just keep talking and talking and talking about a winning organization, and that's what we've become. Since last year, we have gone 16-7, including the playoffs. So it just feels good to be back to almost 10 games above 500 as an organization almost 10 years. But anyways, to my credit pie, I'm going to give 25% to the offense, 25% to defense. I'm going to go ahead and give 10% to DQ for taking that hit, because, damn it, if that was me, I'm in concussion protocol. And 30%, I'm going to give to Jalen Lane. Here's why he's getting a big chunk of that pie, because this is my pie, but I'm going to split it up. But he's going to eat majority of this pie. Here's why. When the game was 20-10, they needed a play. Okay, they needed a play to essentially close that game out. I know they scored more points, two more touchdowns, but he running that 90-yard kick return back and doing what he was essentially doing.
Oh, no, that's serious.
He closed that game out. He closed that game out for them, in my opinion, and put a statement on it.
All right, baby. I'm with that.
Appreciate it, man. Good call. You kind of cut in and out, which sucks, but thank you. Bones is in Southeast. What's up, Bones?
Hey, what's up, B-Miz? What's up, JP? Shout out to my main man, Jeff. Hey, look, check it out, man. I'm going to get 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get 25% to the special team. I'm going to get 12% to the coaches. And that other 13%, I'm giving it to Jeff Walker for putting that Donna Blaze song out, man. Irregardless if he said open or not, just the effort, man. You get 12% for the effort. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys, man. Peace.
All right, Bones.
Thank you,
cool,
Bones.
Brother.
Appreciate you, man. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. We're deep in Southeast today. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
hey,
up, Zeke?
Show, man. Hey, listen, first of all, yeah, I'm the same way. You guys get off of Jeff, man. We still call them Bama's Oakland. Until they win something, they the Oakland Raiders, man. Jeff, you right. They Oakland.
And, yeah, they just playing Vegas, though, for 5 years now, Zeke.
It's all good. Hey, but my credit pie, you got to give at least 55% to the special teams. I think at one point in the game, they said that our special team, we had more yardage than the whole Raiders offense. Was that true? I think that's what they said.
Oh, yeah.
So 55%, you got to give to the special team. They played an outstanding game. The other 20%, I'm going to give to that defensive line, man. I'm talking about Gentry. He had nowhere to go. Every time you look, man, they plugged the holes, and they had my boy running around like he didn't know what to do with the ball. So that's 75. So another 15% I'm going to give to the offense, because we put up 40 with a backup quarterback. And then I got to get a rest to DQ, man, because, I mean, he took that hit, and I just knew he was going to protocol after that. But he got up, man, and ran the rest of the game. So I appreciate him. So, hey, Victory Monday, guys. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
You know, he probably should be in protocol. They just don't have no way of putting the coach in it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Zeke.
That's what it is. And, all right.
And, I mean, knowing DQ, there's no chance he wasn't going back out there.
Oh, yeah.
No chance.
He's like, he'll see what his players trying to tell him. Man, coach, you're tripping, man. I want to play.
Landfill, what's your credit pie look like?
I'm going to give 5% to Dan Quinn for taking the hit. 15% will go to all the coaches, including Dan Quinn, in addition to that. But he gets 5% special on his own. I'm going to go 30 to the offense. Then we'll go 25, not to the special teams, to the return game, because there were some parts of special teams that were not good.
Yeah.
But the return, good. Good. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, what's that, 25% left? The other 25% goes to the defense.
They played well, man.
They did.
They played well.
They did that.
So for me, part of me wants to go straight up 33.
That'd be 33 and one third.
Okay. Just offense, defense, special teams. Maybe you knock it down a little bit because Gabe put one out of bounds and missed the kick. I just thought it was true complimentary football. The vibes in that locker room were really, really cool afterwards. You could tell everybody was happy with how they had played and effort. And I like when you get that. You know, specifically, I thought Mariota was really, really excellent.
He's outstanding.
And he's just such a good guy that you're, like, happy for him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
got emotion after that game.
Yeah. And it's funny, when he did his press conference, I was like, so he talked about how grateful he was for his team to believe in him. He talked about how happy he was for McNichols. I think McNichols and Mariota were in Vegas together years back. Not Oakland, Jeff. But, you know, I just...
He gave you the one-finger salute, dog.
Getting explosive plays all over the field, I thought, helped so much. I mean, if you want to go through and do it, McNichols, McLaurin, Lane, Debo, Luke, the O-line overall, I thought was really, really good. They got really good play all over the field.
They did.
And it makes a world of difference when you're able to do it. You know what I mean?
100%, brother.
And I think that's why it was one of these games that everybody contributed all over. Defensively, I thought Wagner was great. Armstrong was great.
Mm-hmm.
The interior guys, it didn't exactly pop for them, but
they clogged up stuff all
day. Kinlaw was really good. Yeah. Jensen's a talented back, and he was finally able to get a little bit more than he had in the first couple games, but Jensen never really got going in that game. I thought they really had to respond, and they did. And I think that was so impressive for this thing. Jensen finished the game 17 carries for 63 yards, 3.7 a pop. I made a point. I think I tweeted this out yesterday before the game. As you see, specifically the sack and the pressure production from all over the D-line, and people are like, well, what about Frankie? Witt said last Thursday that teams are starting to handle Frankie differently, where he used to just kind of get chips, or he would get he wasn't necessarily the focal point of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now defenses are focusing on Frankie, and I think we got to keep in mind
somebody else got to step up.
That's probably opening stuff up for other guys. Yeah. I thought
he was on plays yesterday. I didn't think he was wasn't doing anything. I think he was on plays yesterday.
I thought Debo was such a tone setter on that first kickoff return. Debo deserves a lot of credit to me in this game. Let's go to our guy Chris in Fredericksburg. Chris, what's up, man? What's your credit pie look like?
Yeah, man, thank you for the call. You know, it's actually going to be 35% for the special teams, man. And the rest is just kind of settles in where it's at. You know, and B-Mitch, you can speak on this, man. There ain't nothing like a crowd when that special teams kick off, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that, you know, it wasn't our offense inspiring our defense. It wasn't our defense inspiring our offense. Special team made its own name. And the running backs by committee as well, man. I don't see anything wrong with that. We got strength in different size, different speeds. Jeremy McNichols, man, let's give him some love too, man, because this guy stood out amazingly. You know, I think he's done a great job the past couple of years being our playmaker when we need him. But when his name is called, he's ready as well, man. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Joe Witt Jr. as well. I don't think he gets enough love, man, enough credit for being that solid warrior and commanding that front line. When we control that line of scrimmage, when we control that front, man, it sets the tone, man. And we're there with that violent attitude that we always have known to be. So it's just a pleasure to see that our identity is there, regardless of whose name is called, whatever number is there. The identity has been set, led by our commander-in-chief, Dan Quinn.
All right, brother.
There you have it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. I mean, DQ, it's funny how I think the fan base has really turned around on DQ. I think the way he coaches, he pours his guts, his heart, soul. He's willing to be vulnerable, which a lot of football coaches are way too ego-driven to allow for that.
Mm-hmm.
this was the it was the win they needed and the win they got. And yeah. and I think it's cool. Like, looking at this schedule now, you got Atlanta next week. Atlanta got their ass kicked yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of that.
I just a little bit. But
30-0 to the Panthers.
You bench your quarterback and you bring in Kirk, and he did absolutely nothing either.
I mean, it was mop-up time at that point. Mm-hmm. Penix completed 50% of his passes. 18 of 36 with two picks.
Mm-hmm.
It was just bad, bad. And then they go to Kirk at the end of that thing. I would think it's going to be Penix again next week, don't you?
I would think so.
But all of a sudden, you got Atlanta next week. Maybe you get to 3-1. We're going to eventually have the Jaden conversation. Will Jaden be back this week? We'll see, right? Like,
if he's healthy, he's back. If he's not, he's not, because that's why you have a legitimate backup. Just in case something goes wrong, you can trust in him. And then I was on the show before the game, and they were like, what do you think is a reason that Mariota be good? I say all of his teammates have confidence in him. All he did was produce last year, and they felt the same way this year. So great things happened for him.
Let's go to our guy, Deacon in D.C. Deke, what'd you think yesterday?
Oh, man, big ups. Big ups to the coaches for letting the youngins, for letting the puppies play, you understand, without putting any restraints on them. A big ups to Debo for setting the mood of the whole game, and a great big ups to all of the people that came out yesterday. Even though we came off of a loss, they still performed.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know about that place kicker, baby.
Yeah. You ain't the only one.
Appreciate you, Deke. Thank you, buddy. Phone lines are pretty full. Keep calling in. 800-636-1067. Got this from Big John on Twitter. Says, special teams 40%, O-line 25%, Mariota 15%, Revo 5%, DQ 10, Cliff 5. Great team win overall. Great building
Revo's
block.
Revo's an absolute beast, bro. He will knock your jock off. Bro.
Tone setter, man. Tone setter. Cody Betts, our old producer turned tech executive, he tweeted, Lamphill, it's only fair. Nobody has credited the alumni yet. Crazy how fast people forget about their impact.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell?
I mean, he's right. I'm upset that it took 5 years for the alumni to start doing enough to help the team win. But now that they're doing it, thanks. Thank you, guys.
About damn time.
You're a damn fool.
Phone lines are open all day. We do need to get into a little bit of a conversation. Did Washington look great because of the Raiders, or did Washington look great because of Washington? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token for tonight's game as the Ravens take on the Lions. Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown. Lamar Jackson, how about an anytime touchdown for him? And Amara St. Brown, let's go with an anytime touchdown as well. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration or max wager amount.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more You.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some dude that called in and said I shouldn't have an Uncrustable before a physical.
That sucks for you.
Yo, they had the peanut butter and honey ones in there. I had never seen those.
JP, just how the Raiders been in Vegas for 5 years. Those have been in the kitchen for about three. But now, where I stand on the Terry situation, I'm not surprised because he didn't have no training camp. He's getting right back out there going full speed. So I wasn't surprised. Now, I hope it don't hinder him from Sunday. I hope he could play through it. But if it's something that's bad, I wouldn't play him. I know he has this thing where he hasn't missed a game in like 5 years. Don't go out there for a record. Just if it's bothering you, let it heal while it's earlier in the season, because we're going to need you later on.
Landfill, you worried about the Terry thing?
Not really. I'm a little more worried that he didn't really do a lot the first couple weeks of the season. Although, yeah, last, you know, on Sunday, he looked pretty good.
Sunday, he looked pretty good, got deep. The Terry situation, the Noah Brown situation. How much do you guys buy into Luke McCaffrey had the big play, his first ever NFL touchdown? Luke, it's pretty remarkable. I think he had three catches for... I'm going to pull up the exact stats because to me this says a lot. Luke last year, I want to say, finished the season. Yeah, I got the numbers here. 18 for 168 last year. On Sunday against the Raiders, he had three catches for 56 yards and a touchdown. How much do you feel like there could be a Luke McCaffrey kind of breakout season here if Noah Brown misses more time? Maybe Terry's not 100%. Like, was that Luke finally got one and now it's going to continue to grow from there? Or was that a one-off late in a game against a bad defense that was getting their ass kicked in the run game? So maybe the play action just worked. Jeffrey, how you feeling about Luke?
I want Luke to prosper. And hopefully the way the stadium erupted in Luke, hopefully that motivates him to get in the end zone more.
Landy, you feeling better about Luke?
Not really.
Really?
No, he just hasn't really done anything in like the time he's been here. That game, I'm not going to put that much weight into what happened at the end of the game. I need to see it for a couple more weeks before I change my opinion.
Atlanta gave up 30 to the Panthers. Maybe this is the Luke continues tour. I think it's fair to want to see more, though. What do you think? I've said this all along. I had a bunch of some of the fantasy people we have on, some national fantasy people that I know throughout training camp were texting me about Bill. Yo, what is his role? Is he going to be the guy? And at that point, I had said, this was after the B-Rob trade. But I was like, listen, they are going to go with a committee. And at that point, I was like, Eckler's definitely going to have a role. From a fantasy perspective, the Commanders' backfield kind of scares me. And from a fantasy perspective, that hasn't changed. Rodriguez is going to have a role. McNichols showed he could hit a home run. He's also their best in pass pro. Bill's role, I think, will continue to grow. If you look at last week, C-Rod got the most carries. Bill got the second most carries. McNichols got the most yards. A lot of that was the 60-yarder. McNichols finished 4 for 78. I do think it's important that Bill helped in the pass game. He caught his only target on that little slip underneath Max Crosby. I don't know when it happens, but I think fans need to be comfortable with how they're going to divvy up the carries. If you want more Bill in your life, I understand. He finished with 8 carries for 26 yards, 3.3 per carry. C-Rod was 11 for 39, 3.5. I already gave you the McNichols stat line. The 60-yarder is going to skew that. I don't think the committee is going anywhere when it comes to the Commanders' running back room. I think that's how they're going to operate. I think for fantasy folks, I understand the frustration.
To hell with them. I don't care about no fantasy. We care about winning the game.
Do you think, now Bill had double the carries this week than he did last week. Do you think they need to get Bill more carries?
I think they need to get the guy who's the most effective that day, the most carries. Bill is a guy who we see can get certain things done. But what if it's just not his day? Everyone asking for Bill. You know what the opposing team does too? Prepare for Bill. We heard a lot about Bill. Bill had gotten the most the week before. All of a sudden, who got the first snap in the game Sunday? Rodriguez. These coaches understand what's going on. And I know what the fans feel like. And listen, kudos to y'all. You find the person you like, cool. But trying to help your fantasy team win is not what the object is in this thing. The object is to win the football game. And when you saw McNichols doing it like he was doing it, you got to go with that. And another aspect that McNichols bring to the game that Bill not yet, or even Rodriguez not yet, brings to the game is the pass receiving out of the backfield. And ordinarily, he's very, very much a good pass protector. You know, against Atlanta, against Green Bay, and he wasn't. Nobody was. But he also, when he's in the game, the one thing he does when he's in the game, a team can't say, oh, they're going to be running the ball. You don't know what he's going to do. Very much like Eckler when he was in the game.
I asked the boys this. What's your concern level with Terry's quad?
Quad for a receiver? I worry about it. But was it something very serious? Or is it something that he could get through? You know, we know that they're going to get the treatment, probably getting treated twice a day, sometimes three. Go home and still do some stuff. But I've had quad, I've had hamstring stuff, but nothing that kept me out of a football game. Because guys that, if you ever ran track, you know how to run and stop to help to keep stuff from messing up. A lot of people always think the hamstring pull is when you're really taking off a lot. A lot of hamstring pulls happen even more when you're stopping. The way that you throw that leg out there, you can get that same thing to happen with your quad. But if you take care of it and during the week, take it a little easy, he probably can go on Sunday. Gary Clark.
Right.
You know, we do this show with Gary on the Thursdays for home games. Gary talked about how he rather couldn't go in practice. He'll come out on Friday, do a little something to get in the game, he'll do it. Then he has to build himself back up for Friday again, you know, to be able to go that weekend. And there are guys out there that are capable of doing that and doing it like that. And we know Gary did it at a high level. He'll take a damn 7-yard hitch and go 70 with a messed up ham. Or, you know, and the quad thing is the one of the biggest muscles in your body. That thing, you want to take care of it. And, you know, I think Terry will.
What about Luke? We saw the big catch and run. Mm-hmm. He almost got to like a last year he went for 170 through the air. He went for 56 in the week 3 win over the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, close to a third of his total for the year last year. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Noah Brown yet, but Noah Brown has missed time at various times.
Yep.
Terry's got this quad thing. How much faith do you have that Luke last week was not a one-off, but he'll continue to grow in that role?
Well, he's growing on a regular basis, and he's getting better at things. I think we've seen him open on some plays, which I mentioned. I tried to explain this the other day, where he could be sometime on the backside of a pass route where they're watching on the left side, and he may not see him. But the fact that he was open and the quarterback found him and he got some score, maybe they look for him a little bit more. You know what I mean? Maybe during the week, Cliff goes, Luke may be on the backside of this thing. Give him a peek before you let that ball go. And I think the more weeks he gets under his belt, the better he's going to be. We have to understand Luke moved to receiver in his last year, 2 years in college.
At Rice, yeah.
And didn't get tons of receptions. Come here last year, didn't get much play. Now he's back in his second year. So him and Jalen Lane are those guys that we're expecting to grow. And the mere fact that he's here and the coaches talk so highly of him, I believe he's doing everything they want him to do in practice. You have to take that to the game.
There's definitely a disconnect in how fans have been frustrated versus how coaches see McCaffrey. And I would add Senate. The coaches like what they see.
Yeah, I mean, fans see, fans like, fans don't know. Luke get drafted in the third round, we automatically start liking him. We have an expectation because he was drafted in the third round. We also have an expectation because he's Christian McCaffrey's brother. That may be what a lot of people are pulling for. But the coach also understands that the guy is raw. He may not be 100% ready yet. So I'm not going to just throw him out there when he can't help us or himself. As he began to help us and himself, I throw him out there, and he starts to play. I think fans need to allow those coaches to be able to go out there and do what they do. The coach knows when it's time to go and when it's not. Because sometimes when the coach don't put a player on the field, he's not trying to disappoint the fans. He's trying to protect that player. Because if you go out there on the foot, see the difference between football and some of these other sports, go out on the football field not knowing what the hell you're doing. You end up in the hospital, laid up some damn where. It's not like basketball, baseball, you know, you might strike out here or there. Football, you end up in a damn bed somewhere. I'm like, what the hell happened? When you're not ready, you're not ready. Coaches are throwing them out there when they're ready. And now you see him starting to come along. Some guys do it quicker than others.
It's going to be a really interesting week. I don't staff change in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
They started 1-2 and just got smoked by the Panthers.
Yeah.
And Raheem has since fired Ike Hilliard. Receiver's coach. Ike Hilliard was here. He may have had the passing game coordinator title. What do you make of firing your receiver's coach 3 weeks into the season?
Sometimes you got to fire somebody. And I will ask this question. Does a receiver coach, pass game coordinator, do they block for the quarterback? Nope. Do they coach the guy that necessarily block for the quarterback? That's an offensive line coach job. I don't think Penix or Kirk had much time in that game. And they damn sure don't throw the ball for the quarterbacks. So I'm sure Ike didn't tell Penix to throw the ball to the other team. And sometimes you're a scapegoat. It's just how it goes. It's that simple. And I know people don't think things are simple. Things are that damn simple. Sometimes you just end up on the wrong end of the stick.
Raheem Morris was emphatic after the game that there's not a quarterback competition, that Kirk doesn't get to compete for the job, that it's Penix's job. What are the chances you think we see Penix, we see Kirk, rather, on Sunday?
As a starter?
No. He's not. It's going to be Penix.
I think if Penix goes in the game and he's playing like he was playing against Jacksonville, you'll see him. See, coaches always say, it's not a controversy. May not be a quarterback controversy. Maybe a performance controversy. Ron would say one thing that I agree with him is, I can't just worry about one guy, I worry about the rest of the people. And if one guy is affecting all the other people, then one guy shouldn't be out there, right? So if he's affecting the performance of their offense, he probably won't be out there.
Raheem is in his second year as the head coach in Atlanta. Last year they went 8-9, off to a 1-2 start. All time good guy, but it seems like they are the Falcons. But it seems like there might be some turkey vultures circling overhead. They're going to be desperate for a win. Keep that in mind as Washington prepares to go down to Atlanta. When we return, really excited to get the University of Maryland athletic director Jim Smith on the line. Have a great conversation. Nobody go anywhere. It is Bemidji and Finley. Now, I told you a little bit about what's going on at home. It's unfortunate. It's not the end of the world. But over these next couple, let's hope it's a couple weeks, we're going to have contractors in and out all the time. You know what is a huge help? The MyQ app. I can let them in from my phone through my garage door. Look, we're all hoping the squad in burgundy and gold has more ups than downs this season. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where DoorPro America comes in. Whether it's just a busted spring, it's too noisy, or it just won't move, go with the pros at DoorPro America. You know, we recently upgraded our garage door with DoorPro America, one of the best home improvements we've made. It was a simple process. It looks great, runs smooth, and it bumped up the curb appeal on the house. DoorPro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage doors, openers, whatever you need, do what I did. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a DoorPro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. If you call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at DoorPro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or you can visit DoorProAmerica.com and tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Breaking news out of New York City. The Giants are benching Russ Wilson and going to Jackson Dart. White Brian.
All right.
Ecstatic. Right now, though, really excited to get on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And talk to Mr. Jim Smith, the head athletic director at my alma mater, the University of Maryland. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, thanks, JP. Great. I'm doing great. Everybody in Turfville should be doing great right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. We got an undefeated football team. Basketball season is about to start up. I want to start just by saying, as an alum of the school, I love what I follow you on Instagram. It seems like you just have boundless energy, and you're doing everything you can just to build the Terps back up.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. There's a lot to do in this job, and I'm loving every second of it. And you know, interacting with folks like you guys just gives me more energy. And being around these student athletes, and legitimately being around the student athletes, and seeing how committed they are to Maryland only makes me want to make sure everybody in the DMV knows how good the University of Maryland athletic program is.
Well, Jim,
that's why I'm out there all the time. That's why I'm representing you as an alum. Everybody who lives in the state of Maryland, everybody on this campus, every student athlete who plays here, and that's why I do it.
Well, I didn't go to Maryland, but I paid a lot of money to Maryland. my daughter went to Maryland, and believe me, every time they win, I get a phone call because she is hyped because the school's out there winning and playing well on the football field.
Well, and she should be. And did she graduate, or is she still here now?
Now she graduated. Oh Lord. She's now married with a kid now, so 31. So she graduated probably about 7-8 years ago. She cheered there while she was there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And look, and that's one of the great things about, I've seen in my three home games here, the student turnout has been exceptional. And that really leads to, long-term fan creation and creating a great environment for them. They've been great. They create the energy in the building. And, it matters. The student athletes, they notice. The football players notice when the fans are there, when the students are there, because they bring great energy. And, I think the upside is we get a week to rest. The downside is we got to wait a week to play again, because after coming out of Wisconsin, I think everybody is just fired up about this football team.
Well, I loved that the Wisconsin game's on national TV. It's on NBC. Everybody's watching it. And I loved how good Malik looked. How exciting is it to have a true freshman quarterback go to a really hostile environment at Camp Randall Stadium and play like that? Like, what was, I assume you were there. What was the vibe like at Camp Randall when Malik's just throwing darts?
It was great if you're a Maryland fan, not so good if you're a Badger fan.
Sure.
I mean, when you look at the comparison of the quarterbacks on the field and you say, wow, that kid's a true freshman. Fourth game in the Big Ten, fourth college game, first game in the Big Ten on the road in a really tough place to play, and he looks super mature. He looks like he's been there before. And I think, really, think about this as well. I was walking off the field after the game, and I look back, and NBC is doing an interview with Malik in his fourth game of his college career. And it tells you a lot about how where our program is, how far we've come in a really short period of time. a credit to Coach Lashley and Pep on the offensive side of the ball and how quickly they've developed Malik into a great quarterback. But also don't overlook our defense and our special teams. This is a really well-rounded football team. And it, you know, and I think we showed it in Wisconsin, and I think you're going to see that consistently throughout the year.
Certainly. What do you think that crowd will be like next Saturday at Bird? I'm hoping it
should be really good. You know, it's Parents Weekend, so we get a nice lift from all the parents being on here. You know, we're riding the momentum. We're beating the drum as loud as we possibly can to get as many people out to the game. But we started a little late when we got here. I started late. So, you know, Joe LeBoux is doing a really good job building up our fan base again in our marketing program. And, you know, I think we're going to have a really good crowd. But, you know, the more you can tell people about it, the better we're going to be. The energy is going to be good. You know, the team, the other thing is that if you guys watch the game, this team plays really hard. The other thing. They're intense. And I think you're going to see that every week. So they're worthy of just the intensity that they bring to the game to come out and watch in person.
We are talking with Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith. So, Jim, I got to confess, I went to college with Joe Boo. I've known him a long time. I would always see him down in Charlotte when he was running the Panthers. I was so happy by that hire. His energy and love for Maryland is so real. But, dude, I want to ask you this, and I'm asking this as an alum. I love the school, but I also recognize things haven't always been the best there. You were at Ohio State. Prior to that, you were in the NFL with the Falcons, Major League Baseball with the Braves, one of the best-run organizations in sports. What made you want to come to Maryland and try to get so many different things back on track?
It's a great academic institution, right? So you're working from a base that is really solid to recruit from. Two, and maybe even more important than one, you're in the DMV, right? This is a hotbed for high school talent, and everyone knows it. Big market, major market. So those are big things. And then when you really look at huge upside here at Maryland, an unbelievable amount of untapped potential in football, in men's and women's basketball, in all our sports, even though both men's and women's basketball have won national championships, right? And soccer's won national championships. We've won national championships here, but I think we can do even better going forward. And it was really exciting. And the last piece of the equation for any successful athletic director, doesn't matter where you are in this country, you have to have a supportive president. And after spending time with President Pines, you know, I knew the ingredients were here to be successful. And now it's just a matter of, you know, how long is it going to take for us to get there consistently?
You've been around college football, I'm sure, for a long time. And this NIL thing, how much has that changed it? And are you ready to deal with all of that?
I'm definitely ready to deal with it. You know, if you don't get into this job, if you're not ready to deal with it.
Yeah.
But it's constantly changing, right? Yeah. And I think that's part of coming from the outside. Actually, I think it's the one thing that really helps me is that when you've worked in different environments, you have to be adaptable and you have to be able to be creative in how you're going to put your NIL together in our case, and how that might change in, you know, 6 months and how you're going to adapt again when it changes. If you keep sitting back and waiting for someone to give you the answer, you're going to get left behind. So we're going to go out and create our own answers here at Maryland. We're going to keep our team, you know, we're going to do our absolute best to keep our best talent in state, our best talent on our roster, and build this going forward and making sure Coach Lax has all the resources from a football perspective and Coach Buzz and Brenda have all the resources from a basketball perspective to be a consistent competitor at the high end of the Big Ten and in the NCAA.
Don't forget about my boy Swope either. Get the Dirty Terps, the baseball teams.
Well, I'm hitting the highlights for your audience.
I'm just messing with you.
But you know, look, what I say, we're going to win in football and field hockey. We're going to win in baseball and softball. We're going to win in lacrosse and, you know, in all soccer. We're going to win in them all. And I'm confident we can do that. We're not going to win in them all every year, but we're going to win and we're going to continue to win. We're going to keep our top programs already there. And we're going to keep elevating all our programs to be at the top of the Big Ten.
I love that, and I think we've got the best lacrosse coach in the country in Tills. Jim, I got an idea for you. I don't know if you're ready
for
this.
You bet.
You worked in Atlanta for a long time. You worked with Arthur Blank for a long time.
Yes, sir.
A quick Google search reveals that Arthur Blank went to Babson College in Massachusetts. I don't think Babson is a big-time sports program. Let's get Arthur Blank with the Terps. Let's get Mr. Blank involved.
Donate that
here.
Money there.
There's some cash, baby.
I love it, but I think we've got two great football owners here in the DMV.
That's
that
true.
I'd love to get involved. And one has been, you know, great to the University of Maryland. So we're really fortunate to have two great football owners right here. I don't know if they want Arthur coming in into their backyard taking over Maryland. That's for sure.
That's true. Bashotti's been great. Next time I see Harris and Rails and Ein, I'll be sure they're kicking some cash to College Park too. I'll do
Rails almost played in Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, Jim, do you know that? Mitch Rails has a great story about almost playing at the University of Maryland.
No, what's the story?
When you see him, meet him, whatever, you should ask. But basically, he played, I think he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, he was like a linebacker, and they offered him and another guy that was a lot bigger than him, and he said a little bit more athletic. And he was like, well, I'm not going to make it over here.
I think he said he went for his tryout, and it was like, I don't think I'm getting this spot.
Yeah.
But I believe Mitch played at Walt Whitman High School and was a pretty serious player. All right, so I'm a Terp. I'm a proud Terp. How can I help? How can the alumni help here? Got to pack the stadium against the Huskies. Hoop season's right around the corner. Buzz and Brenda, I'm excited for. What? I'm not going to ask what Maryland can do for me. I'm going to ask what I can do for Maryland.
Hey, JP, great question. First, if you get tired of doing radio, I think you'd be a great fundraiser for us. So let me know if you're or if you want to moonlight a little bit. There would definitely be an opportunity for you as part of the Terps family here. But hey, look, it is really important for all of our alum and all of Maryland just to rally around our athletic program, and that means. Hey, watch, listen, attend, right? Those are the things that you can do, and then donate. Those are the ways that every fan in Maryland can support their flagship university, right? And there's no amount too small because everything makes a difference in today's world with NIL and all the opportunities that we want to provide to all our student athletes. So those are the things. And then my last piece is, and I know this is really hard. And I don't have the scar tissue of the past that other people do, but it's to stay positive, right? These student athletes go and fight every day for Maryland. Remember, they wear Maryland on their jersey. They wear Maryland on their uniform. They're representing us every single day. And, you know, I just want us to support them in their journey as both a collegiate student athlete and then potentially on to become a professional student athlete. Or a professional athlete. So that's my ask of all of Maryland. And I appreciate the opportunity to be with you guys today.
Appreciate it, man.
You can come on anytime. So a couple things for you. I know a lot of folks over in that athletic department. I know how many good people you have working for you, folks on the NIL side, on the sales side, a lot of great people. I'm so excited you hired Joe Boo. I really think this is going to be a great time for Maryland. You got great coaches in place. And let me add this. When I was just joking about Arthur Blank, all right? I got a text.
No, he wasn't.
Well, you'll laugh at this, B. Somebody's listening. Because I got a text from somebody involved in Commander's ownership just now said, don't promote Arthur Blank. We are right here.
Mitchell Rails.
No, we're not naming names. We're not naming names.
I tell you another one.
Wait, hey, remember, JP, that was you. That wasn't me. That was you.
Jim, anything I can do? You want me to voice something? Anything? You just ask. Have Jason text me. Whatever we can do, man. It's an exciting day in College Park, man. Thank you very much for the time.
Hey, JP and Brian, really appreciate the time to be with you today. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith right there. And an elite Instagram follow. This dude is everywhere, man. Mm. SVP said it on his podcast. I don't know when this guy sleeps because he has approached this new job with
energy. Dive in here first, man, if you want to make it go.
I love it. I love it. We'll talk to another Terp alum at 1 o'clock, Barstool Nate. And at 1:30, Jeff's going to hit an exploding golf ball on the stream. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, a little traffic report here. We're off and running fast this morning. At 11:30, Commanders tight end John Bates will join the program. John did not play this past week. DQ kind of hinted he wouldn't, said it was a long shot. We'll ask John where he stands for the Atlanta game, plus what he thought of the run game, which was super impressive against the Raiders. At 12:30, University of Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith will join the program. Really excited to talk to Jim. He is everywhere, dude. I follow him on Instagram, and this dude is out there really, really trying to build support for the Terps. Terps are also 4-0 with a huge game against the Washington Huskies coming up. They get a bye this week, and then the Huskies. I mean, think about that. Washington Huskies coming to College Park.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it. Washington versus Maryland, Big Ten football.
They're going to be – they go like – You go up to Washington, University of Washington, and you come to Maryland. They gonna be it's gonna be culture shock for them.
It's gonna be a different world.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to that Washington Stadium a couple of years back. It's awesome.
I played at the golf course
right on the water. Oh, I bet the golf course beautiful. Is
sweet.
I bet. Yes. Tischler's doing a golf trip where he's going to play Duke, Carolina, and NC State's golf courses. That's a pretty cool trip.
I didn't get my invitation. I don't understand what's going on.
Hey, Mitch. B wants to go.
Yeah, man. I understand. You want to just take the guys you just beat up on. I understand.
When the Mitchells get together on the golf course, they tend to take my money. I can tell you that. 1 o'clock, our boy Barstool Nate will join us. And at 1:30, Comandante Tequila sent us fake golf balls. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to send Jeff out into the alley with White Brian. Hopefully, we'll be able to stream it. And Jeff's going to try to hit one of these fake golf balls. They may explode. Jeff may not generate enough torque to explode it.
We're going to hit a golf ball.
If it be the other part, if he doesn't explode it and just hits his golf ball in the alley, it could very easily break some windows.
Nah. That golf ball right there is not going hard enough to break no window. I'm telling you, it feels like a damn ping pong ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
With some sand in it.
Yeah, these are very bizarre.
Did you hit Commander and ask him again about these golf balls, Jeff? What did he tell you when you asked the question? He went, hee-hee or something.
That's kind of his standard.
A weird.
Voice.
Yep. He said, shh, hee hee, have a little fun.
All right. So Jeff's going to hit an exploding golf ball at 1:30.
But it feels too light.
Yeah, because it's not a golf ball.
You know what? I think it may have a little, what's called in here? Like, what's the stuff they put in the firecracker?
We're going to find out.
Oh, like the powder.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I did at least want to play Bickle's Cut because I haven't heard this yet. I just saw people on the internet running with it. Let's hear what EB said this morning about Jaden.
And it was my immediate reaction when I heard right before the game that they said if this was a playoff game, he wouldn't even be close to it. There was no consideration of him playing. That's how,
right?
Like, he just wasn't close to playing.
Yep.
And then it made me think, oh, wow, it's way more than just a little minor. I mean, it may be minor relatively, but it's not just like a little boo-boo, right? I was talking to somebody yesterday who had, I mean, this is unconfirmed stuff, but that, you know, he was maybe walking around in a pretty big brace the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's some thought that this could be beyond a 1 or 2 week.
Yeah, I'm expecting him not to play this weekend in Atlanta.
So, like, what Bickle said versus mm-hmm. how people are handling it on the internet, to me, are quite different.
See, and that this is why, and I'm only saying this information because he just said what he said and we played it. I am privy to so much information that I never ever bring to the airways because you know what? If I don't have facts about something, I don't go talk about it. I was also told by someone, and the fact that I didn't come to the air and say it because it's someone, I don't think it's someone close enough to know anything, that if it was a playoff game, he'll play. See what I'm saying? Two people told two people two totally different things. That's why I don't say most of the stuff because I don't care about clicks or whatever. I'm just letting people know. So when people come out to me all the time, hey, man, what you think about so-and-so? Hey, bro, I don't know. Because you're not going to be saying, I told you something. That's the whole thing. We have a damn avenue on this radio to where we have to educate too, but also we got to understand what we say will also spark conversation and attention. And I'm not going to say it when I think, if I don't have facts, you've heard me give you facts. And when I told you stuff, it happens. And we talked about it on air. But the mere fact, just because somebody says something, depending on who that person is where I'm going with. If the person not the doctor or somebody real close to him, if you ain't got the same blood running through your veins he does, I ain't saying a damn thing. Because everybody got some information from somebody. That's why I don't say it. Because he didn't mean any harm when he said it.
Right. Like,
but people are going to run with it. And right. That's the thing about it. We all know that fact already, that there are a bunch of idiots on the internet that want to run with stuff. Don't give them nothing to run with.
Surrounded by idiots on the internet.
Lando. Yes.
For me, the Jaden thing, if there's like a quest for truth on this and you're upset that the coach isn't giving it to you, welcome to pro football.
He's not going to give it to you. Listen, man.
Now, if there's a different concern that, yo, Jaden's really hurt and he's going to miss 6 weeks, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
But, like, okay.
I think that'll be discussed. But let's be real. There's a certain thing called HIPAA. You know, that doesn't seem to work in pro sports, right? Like, normally if you're an individual and your doctor says something, your doctor can get in trouble. Anybody around you can get in trouble, am I right? Those laws, HIPAA laws, whatever you call it, when it comes down to the doctor and nobody can say your information. But in pro football, everybody seems to know everything that goes on with everybody. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
So let's be real. The coaches sometimes, I don't think they are held. I think they may be held to it. I think most people in the whole industry is held to it. But they don't say 100% of everything because they don't want to end up in some trouble. Certain things they just can't say. And certain things I'm not going to say because it gives somebody an advantage or a disadvantage. And I'm not going to damn sure I'm not going to give a team all the information to prepare for me. They need to think everything I'm saying all the time.
When we return, let's take a spin around the NFL. There are, I believe, 6 undefeated teams in the NFL. Who's the best? There's a bunch of teams that are 0-3, winless teams in the NFL. Who's the worst? And who's the best in the middle? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Fan. All right, Will Dawkins, Wizards general manager, spoke at length yesterday, and our guy Chase Hughes was there to cover it. Chase covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports, I believe. Chase, what up, dude? How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to be on with you. Happy that the season's getting underway, getting started. It's been a long offseason.
For sure. It's funny, dude, you know, because you're in Wizards land and I'm primarily in Commanders land these days, people might not know how long we've known each other and worked together. Like,
yeah.
We were both single when we met. Now we're married with children. Like, it's been a long, long run, man. Chase does a great job covering the Wiz. Tell me what we need to know from Will Dawkins yesterday. What'd he say? How are you feeling about this Wiz season?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Someone was telling me about their honeymoon the other day. I was like, oh, JP, he went to South Africa for his honeymoon. And then I realized, man, that was a long time ago. Like, we have known each other a really long time. It's crazy. So Will Dawkins spoke yesterday. The two things that I think were most important were, one, some injury updates. Bilal Coulibaly is going to miss the start of the regular season, but it doesn't sound like he'll be out very long. He was hurt playing for Team France at Eurobasket, as was Alex Saar. And Alex Saar will miss the beginning of training camp, but it sounds like he's going to return very soon. A.J. Johnson's also a little banged up. And then my big takeaway was Will Dawkins sort of announced this as a season of competition, where I think this was inevitable we'd get here. They brought a lot of young players in, a lot of guys that they drafted, but now they've got some depth at certain positions, I think guard and wing in particular. And there's going to be some domino effects from that. They can't probably play everyone on a given night. So I think guys will win rotation roles. And then we also might see some players go down to the go-go to a degree that we haven't seen over the past 2 years. That's their G League affiliate.
Wow. All right. So this is this year two or year three of Winger and Dawkins and everybody?
This is going into year three. So they've had 3 drafts. They've had 2 full seasons. this will be the third year, and you know, I think they probably expect to have a similar season to last year with a lot of young guys playing a lot of minutes, getting a lot of shots, have pretty large offensive roles. And I think the hope is now that they have enough young players that inevitably some guys will emerge. You know, to say there's 9-10 young players who represent sort of the prospects list for them, if two or three guys could take big steps forward this year, I think that would be a successful season for them.
Who do you think are the most likely guys to take a big step forward?
I would definitely start with Keyshawn George. And there might be some fans who are surprised to hear that because he was the 24th overall pick last year. But he, I thought, was impressive as a rookie. The only thing he didn't really do very well was shoot from three, but that's considered his biggest strength. If you look back at what he did in college at the University of Miami, he was their best player in the summer league. I think he's shaping up to have a good year. He's also healthy. Unfortunately, unlike a few of their other young players. So I expect big things from him. Bub Carrington closed the season last year really strongly, so I think that set him up for a good second season. Didn't probably have the summer league he was hoping for, but he is certainly someone that I would watch. And then Cam Whitmore is going to be really interesting. You know, he's definitely got a chip on his shoulder, was drafted by Houston, didn't play as much as you would have hoped. Now he's coming home to a team that he grew up going to games for. You know, he's a huge John Wall, Bradley Beal fan. Now he's playing for the Wizards. I think it's a really cool story, and he's a really talented guy who, you know, if you look at the numbers, it suggests that he's worthy of a bigger role than he was getting in Houston that I think he'll find here.
I like Keyshawn a lot. Where do you think his game can go? I think Bub, we kind of know where his game can go, right? Like, I think we kind of know who he is as a player. I love that he hit that floater to win the season finale down in Miami. Where do you think Keyshawn could go?
I think that is the question for Keyshawn. Like, what is the ceiling? Because I think he's proven that the floor is pretty high, and he came in a little bit older than the other prospects, even though he only played 1 year in college. He was 20 when he got drafted. So he, you know, he had played sort of AmPro before that in France, so he was a little bit more experienced in that regard, a little bit older. But, you know, does he have the athleticism or the skill set to become a star? I think that's what we'll have to see over time. You know, last year, a friend of mine who's a scout said that he sees a lot of Joe Ingles in his game, and I kind of like that comparison. Joe Ingles at his peak was probably the fourth best player on the team that won 50 games in Utah. You know, and had Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, really good defensive player, really good outside shooter. But could Keyshawn George become better than Joe Ingles? If he ends up becoming Joe Ingles, I think that's fine. That's a quality rotation player on a really good team. But certainly the Wizards would love to see him surpass what is ultimately a super role player that Joe Ingles was.
So with Keyshawn, not with Keyshawn, going back to Will Dawkins' comments about, you know, this is the year we're really going to compete, and I heard some iron sharpening irons type stuff. It's year three of these guys. Year one was kind of them tearing the roster down, trading guys away, getting the salary cap how they liked it. They're clearly trying to build through the draft. Like, do you expect a jump in wins and losses? Is that still a year out? Are we still looking at like a 20-ish win team, or do you think maybe this is we're fighting for a play-in spot here kind of thing?
I don't think they're fighting for a play-in spot this year. I think that could happen the following season. But, you know, they won 15 games in the first year of the rebuild. Then it went to 18. I think a similar jump up into the 20s is probably a logical expectation. But there's a couple factors at play. One is that, you know, this is the last year that their first-round pick is protected. It's the first-round pick that they attached to John Wall to trade for Russell Westbrook, and now that pick is owned by the New York Knicks, and it's top eight protected. So if the Wizards got the ninth pick or worse, they forfeit their first-round pick to the New York Knicks. So ideally, they would show some progress but also stay in the top eight. And basically the way the lottery odds work is that they can ensure to stay in the top eight if they finish with one of the four worst records in the league. And, you know, if you're fifth or sixth worst, it's a small percentage chance that you lose that pick. But that's a factor, and I think more important than wins and losses, obviously we've discussed the individual development, But they were 30th in offense last year and 27th in defense. If they could improve those numbers, regardless of what the win total is, I think that would be great, because you look back at a lot of the rebuilds that have worked, and you don't go from 30th in offense to 5th in the league overnight. Usually these things happen more incrementally, and a team breaks out like the Thunder have over the last few years, but then you go back and look, even when they were losing, you know, they were still improving year over year defensively and offensively. So I think those are some of the numbers I'll be checking at the end of the season for sure.
Trey, I'm all in on this kid. I just want to watch him shoot. Like, the motion is so pure. Pause. But what is his role right away?
Yeah, he's I think he's going to be instant offense. His role, I think, my guess is he comes off the bench to start, but is going to have a sizable role in the offense. And then, you know, by the end of the season, maybe moves his way into the starting lineup. But I think the entertainment value is going to be helped by having Trey Johnson, because he can light it up from three. I mean, he was as good of a three-point shooting prospect as you could find coming out of college. And he also kind of has an interesting personality split, where off the court, he's like super laid back. I mean, I think he would describe himself as kind of boring. Like, he went viral this offseason for this interview I did with him at the Combine, where he said he's got no off-court hobbies at all. But then you watch him on the court, and he kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. Like, he's really, like, competitive, and he celebrates after just about every play that he makes. So I think he's going to be fun to watch, because he's going to light it up from long range. I think he's going to score plenty of points, probably have a chance to win Rookie of the Year, because it's usually an award that comes down to scoring. And I think it's just going to be fun to watch his joy sort of play out on the court, because he plays with a lot of excitement. And I just think it's going to be fun, regardless of how good the Wizards are, to watch a young player like that.
Talking with our boy Chase Hughes, you can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Read all of his work, watch all of his work on Monumental Sports Network. Do you have a new podcast, by the way?
We are not ready to.
Is that not ready to discuss on radio?
Yeah, but sorry, dude. Yeah, my colleague Bijan Todd and I, we started doing these videos over the summer on YouTube, and they did well. So we're going to be doing more of them in a more official capacity. But yes, Wizards YouTube show that will double the podcast.
Okay, sweet. Sorry if I wasn't supposed to say that.
I appreciate the plug. I'll take it, man.
All right, I heard this rumor, and maybe it's dumb, that Ace Bailey was trying to force his way to Washington in the draft, but they were just going to take Trey Johnson anyway. Has that all been reported to be accurate? Like, what was the deal with all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been reported out pretty extensively that Ace Bailey and his people were trying to sort of maneuver their way in the draft to preferred destinations. And, you know, he ended up getting selected by Utah, and there was speculation that, you know, maybe that wasn't his first choice. I think it ended up working out well for both teams. I think Ace Bailey is going to be in good hands in Utah, on a team that is ultimately overseen by Danny Ainge, who has a terrific track record of drafting players just like Ace Bailey, who play the same position. You know, I'm talking Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, those types. And then the Wizards at 6, I was really surprised that Trey Johnson was even there. I thought he was going to be a top-5 pick. And for a team that was 30th in offense last year, I think they did well for themselves with Trey Johnson, who I think probably has a higher floor than Ace Bailey. You could argue Ace Bailey has the higher ceiling long term, and that's why he was picked 5th. But it doesn't mean it'll work out that way. So I think, you know, I think both players landed in good positions. The Wizards, you know, they were picking 6th. They had to sort of be beholden to what happened in front of them. Yep. And I think it was a good scenario for them to land with Trey Johnson. Whether they wanted Ace Bailey or not, I think it's going to work out.
Less than a month till Wiz basketball starts. Preseason starts in a couple weeks. Can't wait to watch. Chase, one word answer. Do you want Jaden to play Sunday or not?
Not. I trust Marcus Mariota.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's our boy Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Opening the phone lines up at 1 o'clock for Bleep You Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.